BBC Radio Norfolk.
Always a pleasure to speak to Dr. Dawn Harper, who joins us on the line now. Dawn is a practitioner and a broadcaster. And looking today, Dr. Harper, at this new smartphone application, something that may well help. Just explain how it will help first.
Of course. Oh, I'm quite excited about this, actually. So this is an app that you can download. And so in real terms, what it means is, say, for example, my mum is needing some care in her home, but I'm geographically a long way away from her. I can't provide that myself. So she's got this care package put in. Well, if she gives permission for me to have access to her records, what it means is that when the carer turns up, say this morning, to bath my mum, to make sure she's got some breakfast and she's had her medication and she's perhaps got a jug of water beside her because it's a hot day today, the carer can download that information into the app, and then I can, between interviews or wherever I am in the country, I can log onto the app and I can see that mum has had the appropriate care. She's had what I think she's having, she's happy, everything's sorted. And that takes the guilt and the worry away from me. It also means that if, for example, I'm the nominated person that normally liaises with the care services and then sort of disseminates that information to the rest of the family, I don't have to do that anymore. My mum can just nominate those people that she wants to have access to her records, and everybody can look in whenever they want to and check. So it just means that actually the communication is there, and we've always known that good care is absolutely revolves around good communication. So we've got good communication with all those people that need to be involved, and transparency, because I think there are some amazing carers out there who take real pride in their work, and they really do go the extra mile, and they can reassure those relatives that they are doing what you think that they're doing, and some quite often. So I think it gives everybody peace of mind.
One element that people might be a bit wary of is that we're always reading about data breaches and security online. What reassurance have the manufacturers of this app given?
Do you know, Matt, that was my first question. And of course, it's a worry for everybody. But the company Every Life Technologies have spent a lot of time making sure that this is absolutely robust and secure, because it must be. You know, it's fine if my mum doesn't mind me knowing that her incontinence pads, for example, have been delivered. But she wouldn't necessarily want the next door neighbours to. So it's absolutely vital that this is secure. And they have gone to real extremes to make sure that it's secure, and also that they retest it. They get independent people to come in and test the systems. And so much so that actually the Care Quality Commission and the NHS have both approved this system. So I feel very confident. But just like you, that was probably my first question, is how confident can we be? And the answer is absolutely, we can be very confident that this is a secure app and a good thing to do.
Now, the health service workers, the care workers, they're always stretched and do a brilliant job. But I mean, have they got time to make sure that this is all up to date?
Well, actually, I think this will become more time efficient, in fact, because at the moment we do a lot of form filling, a lot of documentation. Often, sometimes we're filling things in triplicate. Whereas this will actually take over, so it'll negate the need for all the paperwork. The information goes onto the app, and then the people that have given permission to look at that app can access it from, from remotely. You haven't got to go to your mum's house to look at the documents and make sure. And if, sadly, things are, perhaps if your relative is deteriorating, needing a little bit more care, then that will flag up very quickly, because what will happen is the carers will be saying, I would have liked to have had some more time. I felt that Mrs. Smith needed this today, but I didn't have enough time. And very quickly, it'll become obvious that perhaps we need to increase the care package, rather than, sadly, sometimes what happens is things get worse and worse and worse, and they also almost get to crisis point before we realise that we've got to do something different.
How can people look into getting this app on their phone then?
Okay, so probably the best place to go is the website, www.openpass.com. There's a little video on there that can tell you exactly how you go about it. And honestly, I think it's a safe and I think a very useful app that will put a lot of people's minds at rest. And I see both sides of the fence. I see people who are receiving care, who wants to make sure that their families know that they're okay. But very frequently, patients of mine may be sort of working full-time geographically a long way away from their elderly relatives and really worrying that things are going to plan because they can't just pop in and check up on mum. So I think this sort of thing will give a great peace of mind and actually improve care all round, really.
Well, thank you for coming on today to tell us about it. Dr. Dawn Harper, many thanks.
Thank you, Matt.